Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Coneflowers, mums, and Russian sage are all known as blooming perennials. The South Dakota Home Garden Series from SDPB aims to educate on various gardening topics. Eric Helland is the owner and president of Landscape Garden Center in Sioux Falls, and he's with us today to talk about those blooming perennials. Eric, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Lori. How are you?
I'm well. My backyard is coming together, Eric. It's looking like an actual yard now after slowly taking bits of your advice and applying them here on the home turf. So thanks for that. It's been a fun series
awesome.
So far.
Awesome. And that's one thing people have to remember. It's not a, it's just a little things that you need to do to keep things looking good. It doesn't take a lot of effort.
Yeah. I saw a hummingbird today. I got my first hummingbird, and I was like, well, there's a little delight.
So, there you go. Awesome.
All right. So let's talk about late summer flower perennials. Talk about different types and, what should I look – why should I plant these? What do I love about them?
Well, so there's we're getting into the doldrums of summer, right? So things are starting. They're looking really worn, tired because they've been growing – and then also with the heat that everybody's been experiencing, things just start to look a little weary. But there's still the next act or the next act of the show for growing and blooming is just kind of right around the corner. And some of those things that you're still going to see are coneflower that are blooming. We're getting really close to the mum time where mums will start blooming. Asters will be blooming here, so we're not too far away, but those are things that people can, if you're kind of looking at the flowers and they're kind of looking tough, but you want something else that's going to continue to flower, some of those are really good plants to use as far as flowering interest.
Interesting. Should I look for different kinds, and where in my yard should I be planting them?
Great question. So remember, anything that's flowering is going to require a lot of sun. And when I say a lot of sun, that 4 to 6 hour mark usually works the best for kind of earmarking how much sun you need for flowering. And then you can get into the size of the flowering. You know, cone flowers are all going to be about 2 feet high. I think we looked at hardy hibiscus, which are just blooming now. That was another one. I think we did a program on the camera regarding that one. And that, Lori, you might really like that one. That's a really neat one for your backyard. It's all you need is one plant, super unique, and the flowers will become as big as a dinner plate. And they're hardy for this area.
And guess what, Eric? My tortoise can eat hibiscus flowers. So when they're done, it's a double benefit for my yard. So that's sold. I'll be right over.
I did not see that coming. That's awesome. Great. Well, now we can feed your tortoise.
They're pretty, and the tortoise eats hibiscus flowers, and I've actually been looking for hibiscus flowers because I read online, and I was like, where do I find those? I can plant them in my own yard. All right, so let's talk about water because, now it's as you said, we're kind of moving into the doldrums. Do I have to be, particular about how much do I water some of these flower perennials?
Yep. So if the plants have been established for a long period of time, and if you've gone for 3 weeks without any water, it would be a great idea to give them a shot of water. And that's putting on, probably about 5 gallons, a nice slow trickle just to really to wet the root zone area down really well. And if you're recently planted perennials, hopefully you've still kept on watering. The plants like that are just going to require a little bit more TLC until we get through this heat spell and dry spell, and then also once the temps kind of cool down. So watering, make sure everything is in well-drained soil, of course, but pretty much just if you have a chance to water it, and like I've been saying, is forget the lawn. Don't worry about your lawn. Just take care of the trees, shrubs, and perennials. that's more expensive than any lawn, and it's more important to the landscape.
Yeah. So if I plant now, you know, how long am I going to have these perennials? How long do I get to enjoy them?
As far as for the flowering, you're going to get see flowering from 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, pending again as how much sunshine, just the health of the plant. Sometimes a healthier plant will put on more blossoms because it has everything needed in its in the recipe or in the cupboard to be able to produce lots of flowers. Sometimes they may even flower again. You know, they're going through one stage of flowering, and all of a sudden, say we cool down, get lots of water, lots of rain, and good and the stars line up, things might bloom again, or on a smaller form, just because that's what the plant thinks it can do to keep on growing and giving you more blossoms to look at.
And then next year I do this again, they don't come back, right?
No, the perennials will all come back. So all you need to do is make sure you're taking care of them now. Every perennial should come back. And so when we'll probably have another segment when we start talking about putting things to sleep and getting them ready to go to bed.
Excellent. All right. I'll be over this afternoon. have some tortoise flowers ready for me. Eric Helland is the president. Eric Helland is president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and you can go to sd.org/living for all the videos and stories that we've had throughout the summer, and hopefully you've been learning along with me. Eric, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori. Have a great day.